So I want to go back to the second series of the game. Second series. Once again, what reared its ugly head and ended up eventually costing a team? Let's find out how much you're paying attention to the game.
Trying to think. Second series of the game. So, Bengals had the ball.
So far, so good.
I mean, I would probably go with the offensive line.
No, they went for it on fourth down at their own 48 yard line.
Ah, yeah, because that led to the first touchdown. Oh, yeah, that's a good call. I didn't hate the call at the time, but obviously it came back to bite them a little bit.
I did. It is early in the game. You are still in the probing stage of the game as to what works, what doesn't work. Okay? It's okay to punt there. I know what analytics says, but you know, I'm against an explosive offense that, by the way, to my team's credit, forced a three and out to start the game, right? And so I'm feeling pretty good about that part of it. I would like to play at that point a little field position early in the game, kind of save that fourth down thought process for later, a little bit later, and then do it. And again, not only didn't make it, but it's a bad play call. Like, what the heck was that? Like, that was worth going for? I remember they lined up to go for it. I'm thinking, don't go for it here. Punt the ball away, and just you're still in the probing stage of the game. It's the second series. And instead, you gave that offense 48 yards to work with. Really? So there's seven. Okay, so far so good. Then, next part is, it's 13-3. Hecker just flat-out drops the ball in the extra point, unforced error. As you know, Jack and I, when something like that happens, and let's go back to the Wisconsin game when Stout missed the extra point. How often did you hear us say that was hanging over the game? All the time. Because now the dynamics of the scoring changed. NBC doesn't mention it until 3 minutes to go? Really? It's sitting there the whole game. So instead of being down 14-10 at halftime, it's 13-10. You're down a field goal. Then that touchdown pass, and let's face it, I mean, Ramsey, who did not have a good game. I mean, Ramsey didn't have a good game at all. But on that play, he got his face mask. I mean, it spun him around like a top. And now it's 17-14. Now it's 17-13. Now instead of being down a field goal, you're down four. Now as the game progresses, Donald finally makes his first important play of the game, and it's a really big play. The Bengals are driving. They're on the doorstep. They've got a third down, trying to score a touchdown, and Donald makes his first big play of the game, and that is the sack. Which then, it ends up being a four-point play in the game. Instead of getting a touchdown and an extra point, the Bengals had to settle for a field goal. But now it's 20-13. Extra point is still hanging there. Okay. Rams finally get a little bit going. They get a field goal, but now it's 20-16. What's still hanging over the game? The extra point. So instead of being down three where the door is open to force overtime, the Rams, when they start their 15-play drive, need a touchdown. Now, that's the point where NBC recognizes that the extra point was missed. It hangs over the whole game, just like that two-point conversion the Patriots on that windy night in Orchard Park got against the Bills when you couldn't. I mean, the wind was so awful that night that you couldn't do anything. That two-point conversion, as we pointed out, hung over that game. It was 8-7. It was 11-10. Now it's 14-10, and because of the two-point conversion, the Bills needed a touchdown at the end. Right? Same scenario. You got to stick with the game. And then at the end, it's third down and one. Okay. And who's the best running back in the field for both teams?
Oh, it's Joe Mixon.
Third down and one. Final drive. Where's Joe Mixon?
Yeah, didn't get that. I mentioned that before you jumped on.
He's on the sideline.
Yep.
They give the ball to Samaje Perine. And then, of course, it's the Aaron Donald fest. Oh. Donald makes a terrific play in that play. But guess what? I'm watching the play. I'm thinking, who's the other guy that's in there? I could see his arms around him. Finally, we went to the overhead. For the first time, ladies and gentlemen, recognized on any broadcast medium, Greg Gaines made a great play. And Collinsworth, because he's not a PFF guy, didn't get mentioned for doing it. I'm telling you, the agenda here, I can't stomach it. Donald made a great play, but guess what? A big reason he made the play is Greg Gaines got there first, and he started the tackle, and Donald did a great job of then getting in there, reaching around and holding him back. I'm not taking away Donald's play, but Gaines, I kept thinking, like, watching the replay, and they're showing underneath, I said, whose arms are those? I think somebody else made that. Who made that play? I couldn't wait for the replay. And of course, they kept showing it from the side, and I still couldn't see the other guy. And then finally, they did the overhead. I'm like, Greg Gaines, son of a gun. Come on. You got to give credit all that. I realize he's your guy. I got it. Right? And then Donald makes a phenomenal play at the end. There's no getting around it. I already gave him credit for a four-point sack. And I gave him credit on that play, and also credit on the third down and one play. But Gaines also, no Gaines, I think he might make it. But you don't give the ball to Perine there. You got Joe Mixon. You give him the ball. You're not going out with your best players. It's ridiculous. I'm just saying.